Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning, my friend. Sorry, good afternoon, my friend, Joyanne.
Good afternoon, my friend.
And how are you?
I am good. I'm just going to ask, tempted to ask, who's this? We know this sounds like an overseas
call. You're not remembering the voice.
It's local. Okay. No, I can't remember the voice.
It is an overseas call, but...
Okay. I guess I can hear
my
you
My friend
now.
Dennis will remind you who I am.
Okay, no, not a problem.
I just want to, first of all... Sorry?
Not a problem. I can hear you now. I was hearing you in and out, but I can hear
right.
you now.
All right. Okay. Mr. David Ellis, I would have liked to have been a part of that show. Excellent show that Dennis put on. Oh, I enjoy that. I could have listened to that for the whole week on Brass Tacks. David Ellis, I've never had the opportunity to speak with him on the program. Of course, the first time speaking with you on the program, but I... we would have spoken differently. And Mr. Ellis, he has taught me so much throughout the years, just listening to him. As a matter of fact, the last place I worked in Barbados, I had workmates that were, you know, jealous of my intellect, the way that I spoke. And it's like, where you get that kind of thing from? Yeah, I listened to Dennis Johnson, David Ellis and Peter Wickham. That's where I get it from. Mm-hmm. You know, so they actually started listening to Brass Tacks. Yes, I get youngsters to start listening to Brass Tacks and contact with them today. They still listen to Brass Tacks. My second point, Mr. Johnson, I've heard all the commendations for his music, even though I don't tune in on Sundays to VOP. If Dennis can tell me what year 104 converted to digital music, then I would be able to tell you how old I was. That Dennis and I actually spoke for over an hour at one point in time at night. You know, I really enjoyed the way this is something he's been doing for years, and I'm saying that persons like Dennis and David to have their voices not on these radio stations anymore. I actually had to hold back a tear last week, you know. I was like, I can't believe David gone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm still trying to figure out who this is, but
it's worse when Dennis time comes.
Oh, don't even start there. Yeah. It will be worse. I can't imagine it. You care to identify yourself?
Sorry?
You care to identify yourself?
Yes, this is Fitzgerald Samuels, your friend Fitzgerald.
Okay, yes. Okay, all right. I'm just here, who is this? I know this voice. Well, I'm glad you're calling us from God knows where, but I know it's overseas.
Antigua. Yes, doing a lot of come, and I'm driving.
Well, I hope the cell phone laws are a little bit more strict than the ones.
No, I'm calling you via Zoom.
Okay.
I'm calling you via Zoom.
And driving?
Yes.
Okay.
My phone, my phone is giving me hotspot to my laptop. Yeah.
You're spending some money
great
on
technology,
us today,
yeah?
Man. Yes. Well, it's a pleasure to hear you.
No, not really. See, I get 15. I have one more point, quick.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering how, if there's any specific measures in place for persons having to deal with COVID-19 in a quarantine situation, say like a family, mm-hmm. and, you know, everyone in the family is trying to be careful. One member happened to...
Dropped out. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what he was asking. I'm hoping that it was going down the road of one member having to be positive and what's the government doing. Maybe that's what he's asking. But I do know the government made an announcement that... So go ahead. You cut out. You sort of blanked out after you said What is government doing, if they're doing anything when a person is positive in a family?
Well, not necessarily the person might be positive, but at least even in the quarantine situation that all the breadwinners are not home together in that environment, quarantined for 14 days. How are they being, you know, how do they get along with it in terms of the mental aspect of it? If there's anything being done, say for counseling, for instance.
For persons who have to quarantine for long periods. Good question.
Yes. Locals.
Not sure if there is. I mean, there are a lot of private people who probably do it, but if government is doing it, I'm not quite sure if they are. I know the hospital is, they have their psychiatric department full of psychologists and psychiatrists. And maybe that is one aspect to turn to, and that's free. But I'm not sure if there's another program regarding helping persons to handle the period of a lockdown, or should I say a quarantine, and before, during, and after. Not quite sure what they do. All right. But it's nice hearing you, even though you're kind of on and off in coming in and out. Nice hearing you. Continue listening, my friend. Down to Brass Tacks, 1222. You're on the air. Hello. Good afternoon. And meantime, while we're waiting for our next caller, the phones are blinking. Good afternoon. Want to say a special good afternoon to Victor Small from Silver Hill. I know you're listening. Thanks very much for always tuning in to Brass Tacks, and I hope you're doing well. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Okay, down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Okay,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Miss Haig.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, good afternoon. No, yeah, afternoon. Yeah,
it's
afternoon.
Is. Yes.
To the listeners. Miss Haig, the government wasting a lot of money, though. But instead of putting all of that money into the hotel industry, right? Why not put some into the statutory boards, like manufacturing and so on? You can employ person, urban and they other places. You can employ carpenters and masons and so on. With manufacturing, you can get finance strength because they have a lot of talented person in Barbados that can make things and export and bring foreign exchange. So I wonder why they don't do that, put some of that money into them, into the statutory boards, instead of putting all the money into
just into the manufacturing period.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And you can even employ, rural and that places, you can bring on carpenters and masons and tailors. We have built up our economy. Nobody looking at our economy. We economy crash. We need to build it back up. So you need to focus on this area and start with this area instead of putting all that money back in the hotel.
Any one thing you in particular you wish to see an investment in terms of manufacturing?
Even in agriculture too, but mostly with manufacturing, because there, as I said before, there are a lot of talented people both in Barbados that can make things, and we could still get foreign exchange coming into Barbados.
Well, we can, but to the scale that we would get a lot more money, they would need some investment, obviously, and some assistance in order to sort of keep up with any demand that would bring. So we've got a lot of people here do pepper sauce and there's this guy, sometimes I understand he's the only wax figures, my apologies.
Yeah.
There's clothing, there's shirts that are done here. There's guava jam, all kind of things that we do here. There's cassava flour here, but yet I see some imported cassava flour, cassava pancakes, see that imported too sometimes. I saw breadfruit in a can imported sometimes, not sure why that is happening. But there are just some things that we can tweak. I'm saying that we could find one or even two. I'm not saying that we're going to get everybody on a large scale. But certainly there must be one or two things that we could say, look, anytime that tourism goes down, we have, well, we have rum, but we just need a couple of things to bring in a couple of million, you know, per year. So if every manufacturer could at least bring in $3 or $4 million a year, and we got at least 20 or 30 of them, that's still a big help together with tourism.
Yeah, but I mean to say, why would you want to invest all of that money into the hotel right now? That money can be invested in on the statutory board.
Because we still have to do both, somehow or the other. We got to learn to walk and chew gum.
We can't put all the eggs in one basket. You see what happened with the hotel, with the tourists. We need to find somewhere else to work on. So it's better to work on this instead of you going putting all that in the hotel, all that money in the hotel. So that money should be going into the statutory board.
How about looking at it this way? Work on something in addition to...
The center talking about the statutory boards for manufacturing and so on, but we going ahead and we passing that all that money into the tourism thing. Mm-hmm. No, we need to do that and turn a different road, strain a different way, and go into this section, build from the economy. No, nothing is happening in the tourist industry. No. So try and work on this thing and get people out working. The country need people working. You hear about it seems like the private sector. The economy needs to open up, get people back to work. We need to start with our economy and start depending on the tourists too much. Start from here. We know what happened with the tourists. Start with imbalance and build it up now and get people out to work and bring our people, open up urban and then places and manufacturing and get our culture and get things happening. All the talk and things ain't happening. I stop putting all that money in tourism. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much. During the break, I had some time to look at Facebook and some interesting things again. Of course, we listen to the news, and we now hear that there's some legislation in place to put in just some penalties for the persons who are caught with small quantities of marijuana. I am not quite sure how small is small, but we will see, and that the criminal record will disappear. It's a good way to bring in revenue, I guess, as well, so that you can continue with your life, get charged both ways, because you do have to pay for your marijuana, and then you'll pay again if you're caught. Anyway, but it's still good to hear that young people who may just be experimenting, sometimes it's not a way of life, they can continue going on with their lives without having that on their records. And the other thing I noticed on social media, what's still blowing up is the hairstyle of an individual. And if we were in America right now, that individual would be so big that he'd have a hair company named after him. And even a hairstyle now would be the in thing. So kudos to him for expressing himself in the way he is feeling comfortable doing so. And shame on those who continue to pull him down. I think men, whether they're follically challenged, in some cases, you know, you're bald, you have little hair, no hair, big afros, locks, natural. It's your beauty inside that counts. Similarly for women, if you're wearing your hair or somebody else's hair and you bought it, still your hair. Just always remember that, still your hair. You're free to do what you want in terms of your sense of your style of dress. And again, when you are in a job and there's a requirement for a uniform or something, yes, you must comply. But I don't think anybody in their right mind can tell you that you should cut off your hair and you can't wear braids and a weave not allowed. And we are way, 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 way past that era. But somehow, some people seem to be still stuck in the past, or they have nothing better to do, and they continue to pull down others for their garments and their hairstyles and not look at a person's character. And more often than not, when you get to meet these individuals who pull down others, they have a very, very sad story behind them. And they say misery loves company. And you find people who pull people down normally are very weak themselves, c- because it takes a strong person to pull another person up and a weak person just to pull down. Dr. Brastacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, this is Ms. Hague.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Ms. Hague, it's my first time calling the program.
Well, welcome. Thank you very much for calling us.
I do enjoy listening to you. I listen to you on a regular basis, and I really like how you normally deal with situations.
Thank you.
And I never thought that the day would come when I would have to call this program. But, Ms. Hague, I'm living in Niles Road, Farm Road, St. Peter. Mm-hmm. And about a year ago, a gentleman moved into this neighborhood. This is a very quiet neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that at 5:30 in the evenings, you really don't see anyone walking about this gap. And it is quiet. No music, nothing like that. There's a shop at the top of the gap. They normally do karaoke, and you don't even hear the karaoke because they keep the music at a certain level, and then at a certain time they would even turn it down further. Now, this gentleman moved into our gap. I'm not a lot of washing down of engines, etc., etc. Now, the thing is, I cannot get into my driveway comfortable because from time to time, he would have the road blocked up, so I can't get into my garage. It's a problem, and then you can't talk to him because he would tell you about your mother, and he would curse you down to the T. The other thing is, we are having, this is a time now where we have a pandemic, and then we also have issues with dengue fever. Now, he's a very untidy guy. He have a lot of stuff around, and then half a cans with waters, etc., etc. And we have seen an increase in mosquitoes in our area. I would have called the Environmental Protection Unit, and all you're not getting any result. I would have called Maris Biopolyclinic. No result. I would have called the police in Spicetown. You're hardly getting any results because so, in other words, that the people are still sleeping in bed. So
you're assuming that.
Assuming, right. But so we are not getting the kind of results that we want, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, apart from the noise with the power washers and the other bits and pieces of equipment, mm-hmm. we also have to contend.
This is the same man that has power washers, you're saying?
Yeah, power washers and so on.
That but the area that he says is still on tight, is he using the power washers on his place, or what do you mean the noise from the power washing?
He's coming on the road.
Uh-huh.
With power washers. And then we have a fair amount of decent houses, we call decent houses in the gap. Mm-hmm. And then people have to be constantly cleaning. Mm-hmm. No,
hold on. What are the power washers being used for?
To power wash engines. And then so we have
I understand. Okay, go ahead.
So we have to contend with the grease on the road.
Understood. Okay.
You also have to contend with when he's power washing, then all the Sprite and so on from the power washing equipment come in and nasty in our houses and galleries, etc., etc. Now, the thing about it, okay, is that we have 95% of the people in this gap are elderly people that suffers with problems ranging from cancer, diabetes, asthma, etc. And My mom died last year in August with cancer.
My condolences, sir, to you.
Right. Thank you very much. We have to contend with all of that. And the thing about it is that, as I said, you can't speak to him because even if you complain to the police about the noise in terms of the music, because mm-hmm. we not only have to deal with the noise from the equipment, we also have to deal with music. Mm-hmm. And we have to deal with music in the night.
Well, not this year, though, I would imagine, in terms of music.
See, right now I would move a little closer. You can hear noise at the back there now?
Yes.
That's power washing in the road.
Oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. No. It's an example of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to deal with mosquitoes from his problem. We have to deal with noise from the equipment. We have mm-hmm. to deal with the fumes because he does spraying and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All my vehicle has been sprayed up, and neighbors around their vehicle has been sprayed up because he come in the open air and just started to let loose spray like that. And we have asthmatic people in the area. And then, apart from that, we have to also deal with the music in the day and also the movies in the night.
On by song.
I have been calling various departments. I've called the Environmental Protection Unit. I've called Maris Bayer. I've called the Spicetown Police. I've called the Health Department. I've called every single avenue. I've called the Dengue Hotline people. I've called every single department that you can think about.
Mm-hmm. Are you the only person talking to this? Well, you know, you said earlier that when you tried speaking to him, clearly his response is not the type that is friendly, that you can't have a conversation with him. Is that what you're saying?
Can't have a conversation with him. He's the type of person, if you have to speak to him, then he would put a lot of vehicles in the way to prevent you from getting in at you comfortable. Mm-hmm. I have damaged 4 tires on my vehicle. I have scratched my vehicle. I have looked to get into my garage because of his behavior, because mm-hmm. he's very spiteful. And not only that, when you go to the police and the police would turn up to tell him, well, all right, turn down the music, then call. Mm-hmm. And that create more problem, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this person, there's a reason why I'm asking this question. This person right. lives alone or is married or family or... You know, does he have a family there and a wife?
No, he doesn't have a family there. He just moved into the area because the house was vacant and rent the house and mm-hmm. then just come and set up this thing and have the mm-hmm. place. No, for instance...
Do you know who the landlord is?
Well, the landlord spoke to the landlord. You don't get any satisfaction from the landlord, the person that renting him the house. You don't get any satisfaction from her, okay? Because her interest in collecting rent... And she doesn't care what happened to us in this area. And we have been battling with this, and we have called all kinds of avenues. The other thing that we are about to do now is to draft a letter and get the people in the neighborhood now to sign it. And we want to present one to the commissioner of police. We want to present one even to the prime minister. We want to present one even to the representative for our area. We want to go that route because we are not getting this problem solved. And it is overbearing.
Hmm. Tell you what, I was going to tell you leave your number with the producer, please. And this is the second time in 2 days we're hearing these types of calls where people are not getting some sort of satisfaction or at least somebody to come and see how inconvenient it would be. I mean, it's kind of sad that landlords just collect their rents. I mean, I have the type of landlord, I can't even hang clothes in my garage. You know, is unsightly, so I use the back line and all these types of things. I mean, I respect that. I can't even hang the mats on the fence, on the front. I have to do it, you know, some things that don't create clutter. And even though that's a little too far gone, but I understand what you're saying. And it's sad that not even the landlord could say, look, you know, you can't disrupt your neighbors like this. And I believe... What you've just said to me and to the public requires further investigation and to see if there's some ways, a means of living together in a way that is satisfactory to all. So give your number to the producer and let's see what we can do from here. And I will certainly call you after the show. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I'm responding to the issue you raised earlier about the marijuana situation.
Mm-hmm.
The point was made that it is not being decriminalized, but it's a tenuous point. But I do understand what's happening. For those who weren't watching it or listening to Parliament this morning, while this was taking place, ready resolution was brought to Parliament. And now what's happening is if a person has a small quantity, I think they said 28 grams, I think it's 28 grams or milligrams, as compared with Jamaica, which is a 50-something. But a small quantity of marijuana, instead of packing up the court system with all those cases, and above all, having somebody having a criminal conviction, which takes years if you try to get it cleared, expunging your record. I think it used to take 10 years, like maybe 5 years, I'm not sure. But it would take some time, and you would have a record. But in some cases, it may prevent somebody from getting a job, which they are qualified for, but they may not get it. Although I must point out, I heard what the Attorney General said, but I think in this modern age, a lot of employers are using their judgment, because the criminal record would show what kind of offense, normally shows what kind of offense it was. And for example, if a person had marijuana, they might say, well, the person can still do the job. It's up to their discretion. It doesn't mean that because you have a criminal record for having a spliff, that you are not going to get a job. But I do like the idea of having a penalty, which is something similar to the ticketing method, where you are ticketed and you go and you pay the money, for example, for parking in town. So they will pay a fine of $200. That's if they want to go that route. But if they want it to become a case and they're saying, I didn't do it, and it goes to court, well, then they will take whatever the court determines, which may create a criminal record for them. But as I said, with criminal records, employers are known to use their discretion to determine. For example, if a person has a record for stealing, I don't think they would want to put them to deal with money. So their discretion is still being used. But I do think it's a good case, because a lot of cases are taking too long to be heard. Sometimes I look in the paper and I see their cases 8 and 9 years old. And persons have this over their head for all of this length of time. And then you have known that the CCJ has given Barbados a very hard time, because many times cases are taking too long to be concluded. So it is important that we get rid of a lot of this backlog and don't create cases for essentially minor offenses, because that's face reality. And I learned this from being out in the community. This is a good few years now. Not quite 10 years. Where out there in the community, you find that marijuana has become a recreational, marijuana has become a recreational activity. It's only perhaps people like my age that you'll find out, but even some of my age too. And going around there, every place you go up, you were smoking marijuana, but not everybody was taken to court. A lot of people were doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's become just like how cigarette smoking is out there. Marijuana smoking is the choice of the younger generation. The older people used to smoke and do smoke cigarettes, although we've tried over the years to stop people from smoking cigarettes because of the impact on health. It is still something that you have. But there was this taboo about marijuana smoking. I guess, as usual in society, there are some things that are used by the poor people in community, and people felt that these things should be more criminalized than other things. But it is widely used. So I do support the World's Great Race in Parliament, let them pay money. As you said, I think that later on they will bring it to, I think, a national vote, a referendum.
Yes.
To see if it will be totally decriminalized. I don't even know if they need to go that road. I don't even know if they need to go that road, because it is accepted in Barbados, right? And marijuana is something that is used instead of a normal cigarette by a lot of people when you go out there in the community. Unless you just go to work and go to church, you would think, you would know that it is in common use. So let's hide from it.
No, it's true. So, it's very, very, very common. And if I may add as a sidebar to the young weed smokers that are listening to the program, in a COVID environment, you may want to roll your own weed and smoke it yourself instead of sharing the joints, because you may have a tendency to be sharing and spreading the coronavirus in your own, amongst yourselves. I just had to put that in there because that came up yesterday in a conversation where somebody caught COVID-19, brought it back into the household, and it was felt that it was might have been shared through the same marijuana smoking and sharing the joint. Last words, because we have to take a break.
Right, they shouldn't be sharing it, because that's a way of catching it and then bringing it into the home. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a sensible approach, and I do applaud the effort to regularize a lot of these things that just block up the court system, mm-hmm, and criminalize people for things that other people would be lucky to escape from.
Correct.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll be back.